Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, November 19th. And then there's this morning overnight EBOT prices where December corn down 4¾ cents, 421. December wheat down 1¾ cents at 596. And January beans down 9 cents at 1166¾. Talk about more rain in Brazil pushed grain prices lower overnight. We had the export sales this morning, 192 wheat, a very, very low number. It's about as bad as I can remember it. Corn, 1.1, better than expected, and beans at 1.4, better than expected. China took 1 million metric tons of that, though we didn't see anything in the daily flash announcements on that. But that confirms the rumor that the Chinese have been buyers in here. As far as today goes, if these forecasts hold up for rains, more rains in Brazil, and it looks like rains are going to come into southern Brazil next week. It's going to make it awful tough for these beans to rally out here. The funds are way overbought. The relative strength is way overbought. And a setback, I don't think, is unexpected nor unwarranted in this environment out here. We didn't see any new export sales today. So I think you've really got to question, you know, how good is this demand out here? Our price is finally rationing some of the demand. We may be seeing that to some extent. Plains look like they're going to get some rains, maybe over the weekend into next week. That should be helpful for the wheat crop. But overall, you know, I just think we're just too long in the corn, too long in the beans. We've had a great run here, and I think these are prices well worth protecting out here. If Brazil does get these rains, and it looks like they will, it's going to really be hard for this thing to rally, like I said. We've got crude oil down 17 here. That won't help. The dollar's up 33 ticks. That won't help. So we'll see where we go. I'm still very concerned about COVID and what effect it's going to have on demand out here. Unemployment, numbers were up this morning. I think it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. I think the next 2 or 3 months we are going to see heavy layoffs, businesses shutting, very little air travel despite the holiday weekend. Coming up, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas, hotels aren't getting booked. Downtown Chicago looks like a ghost town. I just don't see how the economy is worth a Dow at 29,339 out here. I just don't see it. And I think if the Dow absolutely falls out of bed, I mean, there's no indication it's going to do that so far, but I don't think that'll be healthy for the grains. But yes, we have vaccines coming. But we're not going to see widespread distribution on those vaccines for at least 3 months. And in the meantime, I think we've got some problems out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.